oh, bum, you're here. I didn't think you would be here, and that's not good. I mean, of course it's good. You're here, yay, because I came to see you. I came to see you, and that's why I'm here. What? No. No, I'm not here for any other reason. I'm here to see you, because you are my best friend at work. What did I break? Nothing. I mean, the way I answered that kind of sounded like I have broken something, but I haven't, so... No, why so suspicious? Okay, I will admit you have grounds for being suspicious. I have a slight history. A slight. I have a, okay. Wow. Hush. I have a habit of breaking machines. And then I come to you to fix them because you're the IT guru. But I'm not here for that today. Today I'm just here to see you. Can I come in? Can I come in? Can we shut the door? Can we block it? Can we barricade it? Please, please, please. Thank you. Aren't we going to barricade it? I was joking, obviously. I mean, why would we need to barricade the door? Who's acting suspiciously? I'm not acting suspiciously. I broke the printer. That's why. I broke the printer. Yes, I did. Yes, I didn't. How would you know? How? You set up a proximity alarm. What? You're not serious. You are, aren't you? You're being serious. You set up a proximity alarm to protect the poor print. Why is it a poor printer? Okay. Fine. Can't believe you did that though. I mean, I can believe you did that because, yeah, poor printer. But I didn't break the printer. I'm just here to see you. But because I need you to hide me. To hide me. No, you heard me correctly. I need to hide. And this is the perfect place. This is the perfect place because no one ever comes here. I mean, I come here, but that's because you're my best friend. But no one else does. And I need to be somewhere where people don't go because I am in trouble. I mean, I'm not in trouble. I'm in a little bit of trouble. I could be in trouble if they find out. But they won't. I mean, how would they find out? I haven't done anything. Don't know what you're talking about. I might have done something. No. It's got nothing to do with pens. It has a little tiny something to do with pens. Sort of, not really. I love pens. I really love them. And sometimes I can be a little bit irrational. Just, you know, stationery is important to me. I am not obsessed. I'm just protective. Very protective. But obviously, working in an office, as I do, people need pens. And they steal them. And I don't mind. I do mind. I really do mind. But after that talk with HR and the workshop, I'm okay with it. I am. I am totally okay. I'm not okay. But I steal them back. So it's absolutely fine. Only... So, you know I come in stupidly early because I don't like being late? There's another reason. I come in early so I can scout for my pens. And this morning, well, I went into Anna's office. I worked out the door code. Oh no, I didn't hack it. You know me, I'm terrible with technology. I worked it out because of the wear on the buttons. I play a lot of point and clicks. But yeah, I slipped into our office and I did a little recce, you know, searching for pens. And I found them. 10 of my best pens. And as you know, all my pens are my best pens because I only have wonderful top tier pens. But then I found something else. I found my stapler, and my hole punch, and my ruler. Yeah, the one that you gave me. She took it. She took it. She took my ruler. She took my ruler. How? She took my ruler. So I got a bit irate. And I wanted my revenge. Now, I can be petty because, well, you know, we work in an office. It's the only way to survive. But, I wasn't really in the mindset to create a Machiavellian, convoluted, petty plan of revenge. So I decided to Well, she has a chocolate advent calendar. No, it's not what you're thinking. What I did is I opened one of the doors, took out the chocolate, and then made it look like it hadn't been opened. So when she, you know, gets to that day and she opens it, no chocolate! And then I thought, she had stolen a lot of pens, and my stapler, and the ruler, and I thought, maybe, you know, I should do more than one door. Because it's a big crime! That is a serious stationary crime. So I did another door, and another door. And another door. Okay, it is exactly what you thought. I ate all the chocolate in the advent calendar, and now she is fuming. She is so angry. She is rampaging. She's actually rampaging. She is out for blood, or out for chocolate. Probably blood, because I ate all the chocolate. I didn't mean to. I didn't even realise I was doing it. It's just, you know, it was really nice chocolate. And, yeah. Oh no, she won't know it's me because I left all the stationery there. Why? Because I ate all the chocolate. If she came to find her advent calendar empty and all the stolen stationery magically gone, she would know it was me. So I left it all. And you don't know how hard that was, especially my ruler. I love that ruler. You gave me that ruler. Wait a minute. Did you put... I thought it was weird that you gave me stationery. So weird, especially a... That's a proximity thing, isn't it? Because you know I carry that ruler everywhere. Everywhere. Until last night when she borrowed it. She borrowed it. She just borrowed it. She stole it. She stole it. She stole my ruler. That has a... I can't believe you put a tracker in a ruler. That's genius. That's amazing. That is... Wow. Could you do that to my other stationery? I mean, not for the printer. I mean, yes, for the printer. But also, so I could track it. It would save me so much time in the mornings when I'm hunting them down. And what? What chocolate? Oh, the chocolate. Oh, bum, the chocolate. But could you? Could you do that? You could. Oh, you are the best. You are the best. I adore you. I love, stationery. Wait, did you hear that? Okay. It's okay. It wasn't her. It was her. She's here. She's not here. It's okay. It's cool. Just act normally. I'm here to see my best friend. Actually, why do people not come here? Why do you not have visitors? Because it's only me. It's only ever me. People are scared of you. What? Why would they be scared of you? Because you're... No, that wasn't me laughing. That was me, I'm sorry. You're the big, scary IT. I mean, you're not scary. You are the opposite of scary. You're lovely. You are. You're lovely to me. You are. You're really nice to me. You're just... I mean, you're so patient and so kind, and you don't get angry. And I mean, you would be well within your rights to get angry, because I make your job very difficult. You don't mind? How can you say that you don't mind? It keeps you busy. Really? No. I am awful. I don't know what it is, but me and technology, we don't gel. I mean, there was that one time where I fused myself to the copier, which was I still have nightmares about that. No, don't change the subject by being lovely. No, that is the subject. You're not changing the subject, you're just proving my point. You are lovely to me. So lovely, so kind, so generous, and you're not scary. You're not. Okay, why are you scary? Nope, I'm afraid I have to disagree with that. You give me a keyboard every time I ask for one. Every single time. And they're really nice. Wait. You don't give other people keyboards. You never give other people keyboards. All mice. Well, that doesn't mean that you're not nice. Actually, Well, now that you mention it, when someone submits a ticket for something really dumb, and I mean really dumb, even something that I wouldn't do, and, well, you know me, they never do it again. I mean, the others, the other IT people. Have I been cheating on you? No. I only come to you with my IT problems. They're nothing compared to you. Oh, see, you're so nice. But you're not nice to them because they're scared of you. They're legitimately scared of you. They are. Why did I not see it before? When I mention your name, they go pale. And they run. They scatter. But you're nice to me. You're so nice to me. I mean, look at this. You're hiding me. And I have committed an awful crime, an unforgivable crime, a crime worse than stealing stationery. It is. It was chocolate. It was really, really nice chocolate. And I ate it. That's not something you do. You should be shouting at me. I mean, you've never shouted at me, but I've seen you shout at people. It's especially, you know, the girl with the fridge magnets on the computer. That was, I mean, I've got that on my phone. Do you want to see it? It's great. It's my favorite clip. It's just, you were very animated and you know. I like that. I mean, I don't like that. I was trying to send a text and I accidentally turned the camera on. Because I'm bad at technology. And you don't believe that, do you? You're nice to me. You're nice to me, but you have no reason to be nice to me because I am all that you abhor. I am an IT nightmare. I am your worst nightmare. I'm not your worst nightmare. Oh, I mean, I should be. I really should be. But you're nice to me. And you're hiding me. And you're nice to me. And you give me keyboards. And you're nice to me. And rather than stopping me from using the printer, you just set up a proximity alarm because you like me. Do you? No. Do you like me? Do you like me? No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't tell her that I'm here. You wouldn't. You wouldn't do that to me. You're trying to change the subject. You are. You're trying to change the subject because you like me. You like me. You're nice to me because you like me. You give me keyboards because you like me. You like me. You let that poor printer suffer my attentions because you like me. That's a good sound. Well, obviously, when a printer makes that sound, it's not good. But when I make that sound, it's very good. That's... yay. Do you know why it was a ruler that drove me over the edge? It wasn't the pens, it wasn't the stapler, it was the ruler. Do you know why? Because you gave it to me. You gave it to me. And I treasure it. I love it. I adore it. It has its special little place in my drawer. I made it a pillow. An actual pillow. Because it's important. Because you gave it to me. Really? Really? You're not getting... I love all my stationery. I adore my stationery, but that ruler is my favourite. It's everything. Because you gave it to me. No, I don't... I mean, yes, I love rulers. But I really love this ruler. Because you gave it to... you're really missing the point here. I like you too. I like you. I really, really like you. I like you so much. I adore you. I am in word with you. Word. It's got four letters. Two vowels. Oh, don't make me say it. I love you. I love you. And when I was scared, when I was, you know, being hunted down, I came to you. I mean, I didn't think that you would actually be here. I was just going to hide out under your desk. Not under your desk. I was going to hide under your desk. But this, you can stop laughing. It's not that funny. She's scary, okay? She's scary. I ate her chocolate. She is scary. You'll protect me? Really? Oh, I love you. You are just so lovely. Oh, it was her. But it's not. It was just the air vent. So... Do you? Do you like me? You don't. Oh. Okay. I just need to go and... You don't like me, you love me. That was evil. That was so evil. You love me? I love you too. No, I'm not going out there. Why would you make me go out there? We're going to the shop to buy a replacement advent calendar. That won't work. No, because you've seen the empty one. And we'll never get in the office. What? No! I could never ask you to do that for me. Really? You would... That's so sweet. But how would you get in? You would need your IT. You could just say the computer's having a bad day and needs a pick-me-up. Is that not a thing? That's not a thing. But... So you'll just... What, replace it? But what if she says something? Because... She won't say anything because she's scared of you. You would do that for me. So dangerous. It is. I mean, she's scared. She's not as scary as you are. But you're not scary. Oh, I love you. Can I have a keyboard? I mean, I don't need a keyboard, but it seemed like a good time to ask for a keyboard. This is. I know it's a fancy keyboard, right? It's a mechanical keyboard. you made it. You can't make... Can you make keyboards? Really? You can make... You chose the keycaps.
I love you. No one's ever made me a keyboard before. It's waterproof.
Does that include tea and Pepsi?
Wow.
You are just so... Can I kiss you? I mean, I should not say that. Please don't go to HR. Wait, you love me. So you wouldn't go to HR? Can I kiss you then? Because I really want to kiss you. I've always wanted to kiss you, but...
Yay!
No, it's a good noise when I make it. Bad when the printer makes it. And I've never made a printer make that noise. Okay, once, twice, okay, four times. Yes, I still want to kiss you. Yes, it's a very good sound. Okay. We're going to do this, aren't we? We're going to do this. This. Do you have the Mission Impossible music? Can you get it? You can get it, right? Of course we need it. This is Mission Impossible. Or highly improbable. I mean, maybe not, because it's you and you can do anything. Please. What? Oh, yes. I'd rather have a kiss than the Mission Impossible music. Kiss.
Yay.
See, you've never heard a printer make that sound. No, you haven't. You've never heard a printer make a happy sound like that. You have? How did you do that? How did you make the printer make happy sounds? You don't terrorize them like I do. Wow. Harsh but fair. Okay. Let's go shopping. Ooh. Can we go to the shop on the high street? Because they're due a stationery delivery today. Not that I, know when they get stationery deliveries.
Yay!
No, that was me, not the printer. I love you. Thank you for saving me. How can I ever repay you? Be nicer to the printer.
I'm nice to the printer. It's just...
Okay, I'll be nicer to the printer. But if I'm nicer to the printer, then it won't break and I won't get to see you as often. I can come here anytime I want. Anytime? You mean I don't have to break something first?
I love you. I love you.
What's that? Ooh, fancy pen. Is there a tracker in this? There is.
Yay!
Can I have the tracky thing so I can track it too? You'll put the app on my phone?
I love you so much.